Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe. Fancy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network, presented by Bet Online. My name is Sam. Muggsy is with me. Muggsy, how you doing?
What's up, partner? How you doing?
I'm doing, you know, I'm kind of in the mud a little bit. Not gonna lie.
Okay.
I'm in recovery mode.
Okay.
Being in dealing with some food poisoning, I believe. No flu, no fever, but my voice sounds a little off today. That's why. Also, I'm trying to stay as hydrated as possible.
Well, as long as you stay hydrated, we're gonna be good. Toast to you, my brother, for the show. Hey. We're gonna have a wine sponsor here shortly.
Yeah, hit us up. Awesome. Well, you know, the Hornets right now are dealing with it's a tough time, to say the least. With the injury issues they've had, three of their main players, LaMelo, Malik Monk, and Gordon Hayward, are out for an extended period of time. Gordon Hayward for at least 4 weeks. These are all, like, I think, conservative projections, so it could be longer. We don't know. Hayward out 4 weeks with the right foot sprain. Malik Monk out for at least 2 weeks, I believe, with the right ankle sprain. And then LaMelo, obviously, he could be out for the entire year. We don't know. Like, 2 weeks ago, they said they were going to reevaluate things after 4 weeks. So that would put him at around, like, April, like late April. For that time period, and even at that point, it's still, like, realistically, do we see him play? Probably not. So, Muggsy, like, all these injuries hitting one after the other after the other, how does a team rally, I guess, in that scenario, losing three key players like that in a short amount of time?
Well, normally you say next man up, but in this case, you know, that's a lot of firepower to replace. You know, you're talking about Hayward, you're talking about Malik, was starting to play some extremely great basketball coming off the bench, was very valuable for the team. And then add on with Melo, what he was doing, get everybody involved as well as himself. And the team was really starting to come together. The chemistry was really starting to gel. And you start to see the identity of the team. You know, you start to see an identity for once. And sadly to say, you know, injuries always, you know, derail, you know, the progress. And with those guys being hurt, I mean, it's going to be challenging for the team, the remainder of the team, the whole serve, you know, because it's right there, it's thick, you know, coming down to the stretch. I think we got about 22 games remaining. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be kind of tough. Hopefully that, you know, these guys can continue to bond with one another, find wins, you know, along the way.
And now a word from our sponsor, BetOnline. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. The Masters is here. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Muggsy and I are so excited about our newest sponsor, Monster Bass. Monster Bass is a fun and affordable way to get the best new baits from the fishing industry's top brands delivered to your door each month. They're a premium subscription fishing company that handpicks the best baits based on where you live and fish. So no more guessing on which baits are going to work. Just leave it to the pros at Monster Bass. Basically, it's like having your own personal fishing guide, and it's changing the way bass fishermen shop for baits. They're quickly becoming the number one fishing brand of anglers everywhere. They've got the best baits from the best brands, and you're covered by the industry's best customer service. So if you want to catch bigger bass this season,
head over to monsterbass.com and use the code MUGSY10 to get $10 off your first box. Sign up for Monster Bass now.
And so the Hornets lost Hayward during the Pacers game, which was a really emphatic win. The team really rallied, a lot of good things. So like the first like real look we had, because there's no Malik for that game. That's why I mentioned it. So the first game we had to like look at as fans with the Hornets without Hayward, Monk, and LaMelo at the same time was this Celtics game, which didn't go so well for the Hornets, you know? On paper, I like the idea of Miles Bridges starting, and I think he should start. But the bench, we need something. It really hurts the bench. And you're looking at Brad Watermaker, who I think has played very well. Like, I was very surprised. I had really no expectations from Watermaker joining the team. I was not too familiar with him. I like when he's out there. The Martin twins, Jalen McDaniels, Cody Zeller, obviously, Nick Richards. Nate Darling got some minutes. Grant Riller got some minutes. Vernon Carey got some minutes. I guess, who do you look to towards the bench to kind of help bridge the gap? Because Malik Monk's big role was off the bench as that scoring machine. You know, and we lose Bridges from that rotation as well.
With those guys going down, you got to inject Miles into the starting lineup because you need that type of scoring coming from the starters as well. And PJ going to have to pick up his scoring. Going forward, because they're going to need that. These guys are being out. They're in uncharted territory right now. They've not been in a position to carry a franchise right now. And now this is what they called upon to do while these guys are hurt. And then the guys on the bench, Daniels, the Watermakers, those guys, they got to come in and contribute, play some good basketball, some consistent basketball, and find a way collectively to put some points on the board. Again, you ask the guys to come out their comfort zone, but this is the time that you got to do it because of the guys, being down, and these guys really need that type of scoring to continue to try to stay in this sixth spot that they're in right now.
Yes, it's really tight. It's really tight. So, yeah, like you mentioned, the Hornets are in sixth place, one game above 500. The Celtics are right behind them. Knicks right behind them, all on 25 wins. Then ninth place is the Pacers with their three games behind. The Bulls are five games behind. One bad stretch can really flip the season the wrong way and really change the tone how things were even just 2 weeks ago. But you can't count on these injuries, right? Like Hayward stepped on somebody's foot. Malik stepped on somebody's foot. LaMelo fell down awkwardly. Like that stuff is going to happen. You can't really prepare your body for that, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, injury is part of the game. Go around the league, everybody's dealing with it. Look what happened with the Lakers, was that with Brooklyn, what happened to Joel, So you go down the list, this happened with teams. And so, unfortunately, it happened at the wrong time for the Hornets and with three key guys. Hayward, normally, he has a history of this, being injured. And that was some of the concerns going into it in terms of offering him this type of contract. But he lived up to it. And again, no fault of his own that, the injury that took place, he would start again. Like I said, the team was starting to gel. They see what they have. Hopefully they can get guys back healthy where they can be able to, hold. I don't really know if holding serves is the case, if they can continue to keep themselves in a position where they're in a fighting chance to make the playoff. That would be a huge accomplishment for this franchise, considering all that happened with Melo starting. And then with the addition with Monk and Hayward, limped along.
Yeah, Gordon was looking like he was going to get a triple-double before he got hurt. Like he was playing out of his mind. And looking at his numbers thus far, he's outperforming his career averages in every category, like from output and percentage-wise. Like more points per game, more rebounds per game, more assists per game. And he's shooting the ball better here on more attempts in his entire career. Like he was loving his basketball life here in Charlotte. So I feel for him to have that taken away. He came here eager to prove something that he could be a guy, and that he wasn't injury prone. And like he has the opportunity to prove a lot of doubters wrong and to play for MJ, who clearly believed in him 4 years ago, was it? When MJ wanted to bring him to Charlotte initially before he went to Boston.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like I really feel for him. And like on a human level. Obviously, the basketball side will hurt, but even I want to switch focus to Malik as well, because I feel like the kind of same thing with him. He really went through his ups and downs the last 18 months, give or take, you know, and he was getting some national recognition as the player that he is. He was really thriving as like that sixth, seventh man, like an elite scorer off the bench. Yeah. And to have that go away like that is heartbreaking.
It is. It's tough for a player that, you know, you start to find yourself, start to feel comfortable about on the court, knowing which you can contribute night in and night out. And he became that. You know, he started to understand what his strength was, what his capability was. And he started to put up some big numbers, and it was starting to benefit for the Hornets. And going forward, that's going to be a decision that they're going to have to make, you know, about Malik, you know, because the type of player he's becoming, the type of player you think he's going to be. And so the jury's going to be out. I like Malik, always like Malik. I think, you know, it takes time to kind of understand this NBA game. Mm-hmm. And no matter, you know, some guys have, you know, a little exceptions than others. Term of picking it up a little sooner, but you know, guys that's talented, and you know, sometimes you got to be a little patient and continue, you know, with that development, because at the end it could pay off for you. Hopefully it don't pay off for somebody, you know, for another team to benefit from it.
Yeah, so most definitely get well soon, Malik. Get well soon, Gordon. We'll see about LaMelo. Obviously we'd like to see him back, but
that's a tough one right there.
For him,
bring him back, it could be a situation where are you jeopardizing, you know, the future. You know, it's his right wrist, even though it's fractured, but it's to the point to where, you know, it's still, you know, weak and it needs to heal. So hopefully, I'm quite sure they're going to make the right decision with Melo. Be cautious and make sure that before they put him on the floor, that he's not any type of concerns about re-injuring himself.
Yeah, I saw on his, I think it was his Instagram, of him just like walking into the Hornets facility. Are you clear to be doing this? Like, should you be relaxing? Which I'm wondering if like they have to tell him to relax a little bit, heal up, and then get back on the court.
Well, it just is right, Rich. He can still work. He can still do other things. Yeah. You don't got to stop that. He can still keep working with that left hand.
Yeah, strengthen that a little bit. I still can't get over it that when he got hurt, he was sending in bombs, like pinpoint accurate bombs with his offhand. Up the court like it was nothing. So like maybe we can see him on the floor at some point this year and just put one hand behind his back, something like that.
I don't want to see that. That's putting too much jeopardy in his future. So
right.
Playing with one hand and, you know, have taken that chance, I'm quite sure the Hornets are much smarter.
Oh, for sure. So we'll see. I don't, at this stage, who knows? I know there's some roster movement across the league as far as like guys being cut. Like Ben McLemore, who's a guy I thought maybe the Hornets would have a shot at. He went to the Lakers. I feel like those teams are going to scoop up any guy that can be any of value will go to the Lakers or the Brooklyn or to the Clippers or someone like that. So it's going to be a tightly contested kind of thing. Maybe the Hornets will have a shot to fortify the roster a little bit. In the meantime, just to hold on, because right where they are right now, all things considered, I am very much cool with. They avoid the play-in game, and they firm their way into the playoff picture. As a fan, like I'm, if I could sign up for this right now, no higher, no lower, I'll take it. Where do you think they can kind of settle in? Do you think there's a chance they fall out of the 10th spot, I guess, and have to be involved in the play-in?
I hope not, but it's going to be challenging. It really is going to be challenging because of the foul part. I mean, the scoring power that they lost. You know, you're talking about Malik, Haywood, as well as Melo. You know, that's pretty much, you know, half of the scoring is not only just in terms of buckets-wise, but in terms of assists, creativity, and so forth. So a guy's got to really step up and carry the load. T. Rozier, D. Graham, Miles, PJ, as well as Cody and Beard, they got to really play out of their mind to keep this thing afloat, because you got these teams that you mentioned that's right behind. The Celtics ain't going nowhere. New York is coming. You know, Atlanta, you know, of course, you know, they still there. And then, you know, no telling what's going to happen with the Raptors, you know. But who knows? long as we can kind of not go on a 4 or 5 game losing streak, you know, we can stay, you know, within the hunt, you know, we should be fine. You know, like I said, 22 games remain.
Here's something you may not know about me. I don't relax well. You know, things in life can get crazy. It can be hard to shut the brain off and chill. I tend to overthink. I get easily stressed out. It's not great. So I did my homework and found Sunday Scaries, which are delicious and vitamin boosted CBD gummies. They become a must have in the daily routine, and they chill me out in just about 20 minutes. Basically, they help me take the edge off so I can maintain my composure and live scare free. And there's no risk to buy. The company offers a 100% lifetime money back guarantee. If the product's not for you, that's okay. You'll get your money back. Sunday Scaries is in the stress relieving business, not the stress causing business. I got you 25% off to prove it. Visit SundayScaries.com. Use the promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your discount. That's promo code BELIEVE for 25% off at SundayScaries.com. They're amazing, and you won't regret joining their squad.
Yeah, I'm hoping to see a little more out of PJ Washington. He's been inconsistent, to say the least, I think, the last few games. Like going back to the Wizards game, shot 40% from the floor. Next game against the Nets, 27%. Next game, 40%. Next game, 17%. It's a lot of ups and downs with it. You know, with that, he's been thrown into different situations with the personnel and team. Now he knows, I think, I expect that to settle out knowing the role he's going to fulfill now. Like he won't, he knows where, like, we've seen him put up 42 points when Hayward was out. Like, as an option on the floor, he knows where he stands now, I think. And I think I anticipate him settling in and him being the PJ Washington we all know that we saw early on in the year. What do you make of PJ's, like, offensive side? Because I think he's still bringing it defensively. And well, I think in order to kind of maintain things, we need a little more offensively from him.
Well, to PJ defense, I mean, Melo is out. You know, Melo was creating a lot of those, that 42 that he was able to put up that night. And not only that, and during the entire season. And that's what a great point guard does. He puts you in a position to allow you look better at certain times. And, you know, you can be successful. You know, now PJ got to do a lot on his own. You know, he don't have that playmaker, that guy getting on that basketball at opportunity times where it's not much resistance. You know, so he got to do other things and find his way to kind of get himself acclimated into the game to be, you know, impactful. And not having that guy that can set you up all the time, you know, now, you ain't got you looking. Now you can't look anymore. You know, it's not there. So you got to just find your way in terms of how to continue to inject your offense, your impactfulness into the game to where, you know, you really set the tone for your team because they need that from that position. Him and Miles need to continue that along with D. Rozier and D. Grant.
Yeah, I think PJ is more than capable of stepping up in a big way. I'm excited to see him flourish with potentially getting more shots the rest of the way. But, It's not all doom and gloom for the Hornets. It's not panic mode for the Hornets. Things are okay. Despite what happened against the Nets on national TV, that first quarter was really brutal, not going to lie. Yeah. I'm sure the players would say the same thing about it. They played tough the rest of the game, but that first quarter was rough. Do you have any thoughts on that TNT game?
Well, I mean, it was a national game for them. You know, of course, they didn't get the opportunity to see the four Hornets.
Yeah.
But they got the opportunity to see a little snippet of it. You know, everybody was excited. They wanted to see the LaMelo on that floor. But you didn't get it. But you got a chance to see Kemba again, T. Rozier going back to Boston. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, we didn't have a good showing. But we got to try to take something from whatever that is, something positive going to, you know, the next game, which is OKC. And I think we can get that one. You know, we come out and play our game.
It's a revenge game.
We can get that one. That could be a one that really set the tone and then come home and get ready for the Hawks.
Yeah. No, it's the roster as you – or the roster. The schedule as you kind of look at it, it's like if the Hornets win all the games, you expect them to win, they'll be fine. Because it's very much a mix of –
like, well, you can't say the Hornets expected to win these games because it's a different team now.
Yeah, you're true. Very true.
Yeah. So it's not about expecting to win.
Very true. Yeah. And I mean, even like, even the Thunder, it was the second game of the year, you know, or the first game of the year. That was the Cavs. It was the Cavs and Thunder, I think. Maybe.
It was OKC.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, that team, that franchise was not even, their whole operation is about around draft picks, not necessarily winning basketball games. So to lose that game was interesting, to say the least. So I'm curious how the Hornets respond to that. But like you mentioned, it's not the same team, you know. I have high hopes. What the Thunder are doing is very weird, by the way. Like, I don't think we talked about this. What do you make of them just shutting down Al Horford? Like, they told Al, he's under contract this year and next year. And they're like, hey, just, we're going to play the kids. Stay home, Al.
Yeah, I mean, that's where the lead is now. I mean, you know, it's become a trend. You saw it happen with Drummond.
Yeah.
You know, you saw what happened with the Marcus Aldridge. So, I mean, it just happened, you know. So, with Al Horton, it's no different. Teams are trying to understand where they are. No, they ain't going nowhere. Playoff is not in their future right now. So, the best thing is try to evaluate the young players and see what we have going forward so we can know what type of team we want to or who we want to commit to. So, a guy like Al, you know, this is not in their long-term plan. So, I'm quite sure that that's it was a mutual decision on both parts.
The weather's pretty nice right now, so you're probably going to spend more time outside as we get closer to summer. So it's time to make your outdoor experiences better with Kanen. Kanen sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. They're made with Japanese optics that make their lenses clear, lighter, and stronger, and Italian handcrafted frames that are impossible to scratch. Use the exclusive code KananCast15 at Kanen.com to receive 15% off on your first pair. That's KanonCast15. Kanen, clearly better.
So, Muggsy, on kind of basketball related, a trailer dropped last week. Mm-hmm. Of a certain film franchise, Space Jam New Legacy. I think we've seen stills here and there. I think this is the first like look of the animation. I got an idea of the plot and that. But that made me want to ask you about your experience with the original Space Jam, because I was glad watching the trailer that it wasn't Space Jam 2. Like, it seemed to be the same. Its own thing versus a direct sequel to the first one. I could be wrong, but it got a different kind of.
Did you enjoy it? The trail?
I did a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little bit. It was fun. It's fun. Okay. You know, one thing that I saw when I saw all the other Warner Brother properties. Like, I think you saw like the Flintstones maybe and like Scooby-Doo, like the Hanna-Barbera characters and all that stuff coming. I'm like, oh man, they're really back in this. Like the studio is really, 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 really behind this. Like, they're going to make a lot of these movies. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of like spinoff potential with this, but it's cool. I think LeBron is a very good actor. And so I've no doubt he can, like, his work in Trainwreck, I think that Amy Schumer movie, I thought was really good. Uh-huh. But, what'd you think of it? What'd you think of the trailer?
I haven't seen the trailer, so I have no clue what's all entailed and what it looks like and who's all involved. That's what I was asking. Did you enjoy it? I mean, I'm interested to see what it all, you know, how it all come about. I'm quite sure it's for this generation and how they're going to try that. You know, you said it wasn't a Space Jam 2. So, you know, it'd be hard to try to follow that. So, and like I said, we saved the planet. I don't know what they're going to save. So, it could be a whole different, new scheme in terms of what the concept is, in terms of what the story is.
Yeah. So, like, the bad guys kidnap LeBron's son. And so, LeBron plays a basketball game to free his kid, is like the plot.
So they kidnapped Michael, so they now they kidnapped son.
Yeah, they just kind of flipped it around, basically. And then I think Anthony Davis, Klay Thompson, Diana Taurasi, Dame Lillard, and a few others are on their version of the Monstars, which is cool. It's cool. I'm a big fan of Dame Lillard, so I'm happy he's involved.
Right.
But I watching that, and when I was like recovering from my food poisoning, I like let me. I was wondering if the original Space Jam was streaming anywhere, and fortunately, it is on HBO Max. And I was curious how'd you get involved, and what was that phone call like, and what was the pitch like? How'd they explain to you what Space Jam was, and what they would like you to do in it?
No, it was. I mean, our agent. My agent, we all had the same agent, myself, Michael Jordan, Patrick Ewing, and but I guess Warner Brothers, again, they looked at the casting and looked at what all made sense. And I got the phone call saying I was going to be part of this this movie called Space Jam, and they wanted me to come out and read my lines. And at the time, I had surgery because we just got finished playing the Bulls in the playoff. We just lost to them. And right after the playoffs, I had surgery. And after my surgery, you know, I was on crutches, but, and I tried to explain them, told them I couldn't walk, but they had me fly out there anyway. And they created an opportunity where, you know, I didn't have to walk. I got pulled on the dolly on one of my scenes and all that sort of stuff. So it was fun, man. We had a great time shooting that movie. I was there for about 2.5 weeks with the guys. And how they, again, you know, how I got the call and how they, I became, I have no clue. I just knew that, you know, my agent and them felt like this was something that I needed to be part of, and Warner Brothers agreed.
And what'd you think of the final product when you saw it?
Like, oh,
because
I loved it.
Yeah. Like all the effects and all that, and plus the story itself. But yeah, like, yeah.
Because I had no clue how it was going to all be put together. Because, you know, you're just doing your part and you're just doing this and that. You had no clue how this thing was all going to come together. Then when you actually saw the movie, you were like, oh, my goodness, this is what they put together. Out of all that editing, this is what they came up with, which was amazing. And like I say, that's one of the reasons why it probably is still one of the iconic classic basketball movies of the day. I mean, speaking of Space Jam, I just want to give a shout out to my big fella, Sean Bradley. I want to say a special prayer out there to him and his family. You know, he was involved in a serious accident where he became paralyzed. He was riding his bicycle and the car accidentally hit him. So I just want to send my prayers out to him and his family. You know, we definitely being thought over here. And with, of course, everybody talking about Space Jam, the new Space Jam, I just had to mention that because, you know, I have a good friend who's not doing so well right now, but he's in great spirits, and I just want to wish him well.
That's everything I wanted to dig into today. I, you know, obviously, hopefully the Hornets get back on track, they get healthy again, and can continue to play the type of basketball we've seen them play. Time will tell, obviously, right. But here's hoping, you know?
Yeah. I mean, time will tell. And like I say, you know, a lot of guys got opportunities right now, and you could be able to step up and put themselves in a position where, you know, when guys do come back, they still could be part of the rotation. So let's hope that, you know, with this last stretch, everybody on the same page.
Yeah. Got to finish strong. Hey, but Muggsy, I appreciate your time as always. Thank you so much for chatting with me. Thank you so much for listening out there. You've been listening to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network, presented by Bet Online. Thank you again so much, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Absolutely. Peace. This is the best time of the day. You get to relax and chill.
Yeah.
Good bet. Good show.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. We'll be right back.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.